There's no question there will be criminal charges based on the Gulf oil spill.
Will it be just BP, you think, or the other companies as well?
No, it won't be just BP. I mean, BP will be the lead defendant, which means BP's name will be first on the indictment. BP will pay the largest fine. BP will continue, I think, to have the lion's share of the blame here, but they'll have good company in the criminal case, much as they do in the civil case that the Justice Department filed. I expect the government will also charge Transocean because Transocean was involved in nearly every misstep that occurred on the Gulf. And it's increasingly likely that they'll charge Halliburton as well because Halliburton had a whole host of issues with the cement work that it did. And that cement work has been singled out for particularly harsh criticism in the Presidential Commission report.
What is it you have read in the commission's report where you say, "Aha, this is negligence. This is what someone at Justice would go after."
Well, one of the challenges for the Justice Department is that there probably isn't a specific finding in the Presidential Commission report, or for that matter, in the other investigations that have been done, one specific action that the Justice Department can point to and say that was negligence, that caused this tragedy to occur. But what the Presidential Commission does, and what prior reports have done as well, is catalog a series of poor judgments, a series of missed warning signs, a series of management failures, which in the aggregate certainly add up to negligence.
If you were on the other side of this, if you were a lawyer for BP or one of the other companies, would you find anything in the Oil Spill Commission report that provides any ammunition for you in this criminal charge coming?
Well, I suppose it depends which company we're talking about. Certainly none of the companies come out looking very good in the Presidential Commission report. If you're a lawyer for BP, though, you probably take comfort in the fact that you've got company. Transocean and Halliburton are also criticized. They're clearly going to share the blame, at least if the Justice Department reaches the same conclusions as the Presidential Commission did. And you might also, if you're BP, take some comfort in the fact that while the report clearly describes negligent conduct, it's less clear that it describes what is referred to as gross negligence. And gross negligence is important to BP because if BP were grossly negligent, that would increase the civil penalties they pay. It also would make it difficult for them to receive assistance from Anadarko and Mitsui, their partners. On the Macondo well with cleanup costs and any restitution payments.
What would be an example of something that you think would push it into the realm of gross negligence?
Well, there's not case law that tells us what gross negligence is under the Clean Water Act. So what we have to rely on are the definitions that come from elsewhere. And the distinction is negligence is a deviation from the standard of care, or a failure to use the care that we would expect a reasonable company to use under the circumstances. Gross negligence is a substantial deviation from those same standards of care. So it's all a matter of degree. And I suppose if you want to make a gross negligence argument, and there's certainly people at the Justice Department who I think are probably anxious to make that argument, and lawyers for Anadarko and Mitsui, who want to make that argument, there's certainly plenty of ammunition for you in the Gulf in the Presidential Commission's report, because as I said earlier, you add up all the conduct and you clearly get to negligence, and I suppose depending on how you do the math, you might get to gross negligence as well, but there wasn't any kind of particularly searing language in the report or the identification of a particularly egregious violation or departure from industry standards in the report. It was more the overall collective mismanagement that emerged from the report. Certainly, there were decisions that were made and there were warning signs that were missed, which might be negligent, but making those gross negligence, I mean, that's just not the impression that comes screaming off the pages of the Presidential Commission's report.
Now, when we say criminal charge coming, is this, you know, might someone end up going to jail here, or what's the likely outcome?
Yeah, great question. So, I mean, there's the likely outcome for the companies that they're going to pay record criminal fines. BP will pay the largest fine ever imposed for any kind of corporate crime in U.S. history. And Halliburton and Transocean and Halliburton may or may not take over second place, but they'll certainly pay substantial fines, at least in the hundreds of millions of dollars and possibly as much as $1 billion, with BP paying a fine of several billion dollars. So we'll see very large fines for the corporations. The more difficult question for the Justice Department is whether they should charge individuals. There certainly are a number of individuals who were named in the Presidential Commission report, with details being provided about their role in the events leading up to this tragedy. But I think it may be difficult for the Justice Department to say that one of those people, or even a handful of those people, were so negligent and so responsible for causing this tragedy. They're not people who had very senior positions within the companies. They're certainly people who had a lot of responsibility for what was happening in the days and hours and minutes leading up to the blowout that caused this oil spill. But the commission report really describes a corporate failure, failures of corporate management, failures on behalf of the corporations involved. And I think there's at least a fair question to be raised about whether charging relatively low-level officials on a drilling rig makes sense when we've got that kind of corporate malfeasance.
In the wake of the Exxon Valdez, there was such a long time before the court issues were finally resolved. Do you see that risk here, that this might drag out decades, as happened with Exxon and the Valdez?
Well, most of the court proceedings regarding the Exxon Valdez were resolved quickly. The Justice Department brought a criminal case against Exxon for the Valdez, which resulted in what today is the largest fine ever imposed for environmental crime, and that occurred within 2 years. The Justice Department also brought a civil suit, much as they've done in the Gulf, and that resulted in the largest natural resource damage claims that have ever been recovered by the U.S. government, and that too was resolved within a couple of years. What took so long in Alaska was resolution of lawsuits brought by people who'd suffered harm as a result of that oil spill, fishermen, people living in villages along Prince William Sound, people who suffered economic damages. And those cases took such a long time because there was a question about how much punitive damages those victims were entitled to receive. And that issue went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And any time a case goes that far, it's going to take a long time. I don't think we're going to see anything near the same duration of litigation in the Gulf. We'll see the same type of relatively quick resolution of the cases brought by the government. So we'll see the criminal charges and the civil lawsuit resolved fairly quickly once the Justice Department decides what it wants to do on the criminal side. We will see litigation probably for several years in the cases that have been brought by people who suffered harm as a result of the spill, but that's going to be a much smaller piece of the Gulf oil spill because BP's already agreed to set aside $20 billion, which is an enormous sum, to compensate those victims. So people who suffered losses can go to the fund, receive their money, if they haven't received it already, receive their money in the next 6 to 12 months and be done with this. Only people who choose not to go to the fund are going to have to litigate. And, you know, that could take several years, but nothing like what happened in the Exxon Valdez case.
Professor David Ullman with the University of Michigan, thanks very much.
You're very welcome, Jeff.